The world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back with a bonus episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I got a very special guest. I got my man Joe Simmons, left tackle, right tackle, doesn't matter. We can play anywhere, but one of your starting offensive linemen for the Auburn Tigers this year is going to join us, and we're going to talk about fall camp. We're going to talk about everything leading up to the AFLAC kickoff game between Auburn and Baylor. You can actually get those tickets now. You can go to aflackkog.com/tickets. They're on sale now. You better go ahead and load up, because I'm sure they're going to go fast as we're only 16 days away. Joe, man, thank you for doing this, and welcome to the show.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to have to speak to you today.
Yeah, so I want to start off with the things everybody want to know about, and we got to know about the hotel. We got to know about the camp. You have played a ton of football. I want to know what was going through your head when they said, turn in your keys, no girlfriends, no anybody. We're going to stay in a hotel for 13 days, and we're going to get after it.
Well, hey, for me, it was quite an upgrade, because – for the past 4 years, I've been in a dorm for camp. So, yeah. You know, it's nice having, you know, a freshly made bed when you come back and new towels and stuff. You don't have to bring your own towel. So that aspect, I was like, this is sick. I would not complain about being in a hotel, and I've always had my keys taken away for camp. So it's not, on that sense, it wasn't really anything new. But just like, to be fair, everyone making a big deal about the hotel. We were probably there for the 6 hours we got to sleep at night. So.
So some people were saying y'all were like getting massages and going to the sauna and everything, because no, it's a spa, right? I never saw those articles.
If it was a spa, I've never seen it. You know, there was some other part of the hotel. I mean, also we weren't getting back till like 10 p.m. at night.
Wow.
And we're up at 5:20 in the morning. So it's not much you're doing in a hotel in that time after a long day of being in the facility all day. So we get to the hotel, talk to your roommate for maybe 10 minutes, get some sleep. It's not really, there wasn't really much going on in the hotel. Even the off days, we weren't there that much.
So what were y'all doing all day at the facility? I mean, y'all were done with practice by like lunchtime. What were you doing in between that time, between then and when you go back to the spa?
I mean, we were meeting. We lifted every day we practiced. So meet, lift, practice, walk through, meet again, team meeting, and then meet after the team meeting.
The meetings before the meetings and the meetings after the meetings. I dig it. Who was your roommate?
It was Parker Pritchett.
Parker Pritchett. I love it. So that's obviously new guy. And I think that was kind of the strategy, right? To kind of put the younger guys with the older guys.
Yeah, we kind of did it older, younger, and – Dooley's also left, his nickname Dooley.
Right.
So Dooley's also a left tackle. So he put us together. So yeah, it was fun being there with him.
So I'm sure that's kind of set up to benefit the younger guys, you know, to kind of learn a lot from you. But I would say the older guys learned a lot too. So talk about like the benefits that you feel like you got from camp, and then maybe on a bigger picture, the team as a whole.
Just like what I learned from camp, it's just like, you know, I definitely learned like how to like improve my game, especially like for me, like I like getting different things in my toolbox, like adding stuff to my toolbox for the season, like polishing things up that I've been working on in the summer and actually putting into like play, because we didn't really go against the defense much in the summer. So like putting it into like play and like polishing stuff you've been practicing, working on, actually getting reps at full speed. That's what I've been really working on in camp. And the team, I think the offense in general has come together a lot since the spring. You know, we didn't have like all the guys, like some of the guys were still hurt, and just having those guys back has really like brought along the offense. And I just think like we're much further ahead than we were in the spring, and we've grown a lot throughout camp.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit more as far as the offensive line as a whole. But I just make sure everyone remembers this is the show's brought to you by the Aflac kickoff game. They're actually going to have a Tiger Walk, and you got to make sure that you don't miss this. Auburn's team Tiger Walk is going to be from 1 o'clock to 1:30 in the Home Depot backyard right there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So make sure you're there for that. Joe, man, I know you're new to Auburn, but Auburn has a lot of scar tissue when it comes to talking about offensive line. So offensive line as a whole, I know it's a lot of new faces, basically all new faces. Mm-hmm. Talk about that group as a whole and how you feel y'all are coming along as we're only, again, 16 days from kickoff.
I feel good. Like, we've definitely taken big steps as a summer, just like continuity and just playing next to each other and just spending time with each other. You know, I think that's been a major step forward. And just like, I was thinking, just like, there's been different guys coming in out of the lineup, just like yelling together. Like, that's been a big part of this fall camp. Like, just actually getting to play next to each other. You know, you have like the play calls for like the, you know, this is the call for this play for the center call. But like, sometimes like for different looks or stuff, you might have, this is our call that me and the guard may make. So like, just having that communication, like having your own kind of code within the offense to help you like communicate and play better next to each other. I think that's what we've definitely done a lot. And that's the big difference in this fall camp has been.
So you mentioned communicating with the left guard. I know there's been a little bit of rotation there. Talk about that and the guys you're working with and who's really just standing out to you. It's like, man, that guy's a dude. I'm glad I got him on the line with me.
Yeah, I don't know. Plaz and Strand have been going back and forth between the left guard spot, and it's been fun working with both of them. And just like, even just having Strand back, especially since how much experience he's had, like playing, you know, he's a 5th-year guy too. So just knowing, like, as an old lineman, it's hard to like get that experience, you know, like it's means so much more in different, in like old line versus other positions. Like, other positions, like, you might, you know how to run a route, like you could be fast, but like as an O-line, there's so much like savvy thing you could do as like an older guy that like helps you, and it's hard to get that experience without actually playing games. So just like having an older guy there to just being there and like help Plaz along, just to, and just know what he needs to do to be in that spot.
So you mentioned Derek Plaz, and you talked about Dooley, Parker Pritchett. Who are some of the younger guys? Like, you guys are pretty old, older offensive line. A lot of you are going to be, I think this is your last, you know, last ride. Who are some of the younger guys I think the fans can look forward to potentially next year and beyond, kind of starting to build that foundation of the offensive line at Auburn under Alex Golish?
You know, Kenneth McManus IV, you know, that's a name you'll be hearing a lot hopefully this fall. But he's been playing really well. You know, he kind of stepped up a little bit in the spring game and had some good snaps. And I think he's like a super smart football player. Like, he might be on like the smaller side, and like you might look at him not think like, oh, this guy's a good offensive line, but he could ball, man. And he's played a lot of snaps just as a freshman.
Right.
He has a good feel for the game, and just like instincts are off the charts, and he's smart as ever. So he's going to be someone I'd look out for.
What's it been like? You didn't get, I don't know, the communication obviously between like left tackle and right tackle. Mm-hmm. Y'all are bookends. So like they're as far away from you as they possibly can, but having Stanton back full speed, Stanton Ramil back full speed, how much have you seen, I guess, that as a unit, maybe take a step forward? Like, what's it been like having him back?
It's not, I like, it's been a blast for me. Just like, same thing with kind of Strand, just like being able to bounce off ideas off of a guy who like is also like learning the offense and like what he likes to do, like what different things, like, because we both have been through a bunch of different coaches. So just like learning the tips and tricks you learn through your 5-4 years of college football, and like sharing them between each other, and just like how you maneuver in the offense. You know, because you might say go here in the offense, but like how you do that might change, like depending on who you are. So just like having someone who's been there and done that to talk to and bounce ideas off of has been really nice for me.
I love it. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about defense from your perspective. Who's the guy that when they line up in like one-on-one drills, you're like, oh boy, this is a load. This is going to be tough. the toughest guy on that defensive side to block, that people need to be on the watch for?
You know, I got like, I got two guys. Yeah. One, Jared's also like always like Jared's always someone who I'm like
Jared Smith.
Jared Smith, because he's, you know, he'll line up in a wide whatever. And you know, for as big as he is, he's athletic as ever, and he could get off the ball. So just like getting off the spot and like getting to the spot. He like if you don't take a good set, he could just beat you off the ball. So that I think And he's long enough to win with power and a long arm. So I think like he does a lot just from his like his attributes and how big and long he is and how athletic he is. So that's always something to deal with. And then another person that's like really like taking a big step this camp, like D Smith, it's like he's been balling, man. Like he's twitched up and like he's been all over the line.
Darian, you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, they're moving him inside, outside, probably have to be a little bit more outside with the recent injury, but no, that's obviously good stuff right there. So we're 16 days away from kickoff. At what point, since you've played so much football, like at what point do you get where it's like the switch flips from fall camp mode to like, all right, we're about to go take these guys on, like it's about to be a war. Like how when does that reality set in, I guess?
After Saturday, because we got two more days of fall camp, you know, and got to focus on that. Can't be looking forward to the season. Like Coach said, we're focused on ourselves right now. We're playing Auburn defense for the next 2 days. So that's what we're focused on. And like to after that, the flip will switch probably Sunday night, start with a little bit of Baylor. But till then, I'm worried about getting better and just playing the defense.
I love it. I got a little bit of an outside the box type question, but everybody's always asking who's going to be the next Indiana, you know, the team that kind of comes out of nowhere and makes some noise. You obviously have some familiarity with Coach Sig. And what's funny is Auburn has traditionally been the Indiana, like Auburn's typically the ones that kind of comes out of nowhere and surprises everyone. So my question is like Alex Golish, probably from an offensive philosophy, they're probably pretty far apart, but there seems to be like a lot of similarities between the two as far as, you know, culture being an important thing. Talk about that and like how that whole process is going and like maybe some similarities you see and then the culture overall at Auburn right now.
The biggest things I see, just like someone being in it and also like being around that staff, the biggest things like you usually see that a team turn around like that is like, one, they have good players, you know, and I think Auburn has that. Like it's not like we're lacking for players, and you know, The defense was what it was last year, and even the offense last year had a lot of good players on it. So, and I think just like you take good players and like maybe like a staff like that wasn't as good before, as you know, and a staff that comes in and like flips it and takes those guys that were already there and like elevates them to a new level, that's where you see like those teams come out of nowhere. Like the talent was already there, you just need someone to actually put them in the right spots and like do and put in the work on the coaches end to really get them where they need to be. So I think that's like, and I think we had that here. Like you could ask anyone, like Golish and the offense, the staff, defense staff, they work constantly. So I think just like having the players and the coaches and you know, you might, if you don't have one of them, it's not going to be successful either way. So I think when you marry those two things together, you get a team that surprises you out of nowhere.
How many hours a night do you think Coach Golish sleeps? Can't be very many, right?
It can't be. You know, I don't – you know, if someone told me he didn't sleep, I wouldn't be surprised.
I love it. I love it, man. Dude, thank you so much. If you had a message for Auburn fans, again, 16 days away from kickoff, what would you like to tell them?
I'd say just show up, you know, as you guys have always done, and we're going to be ready for you guys to show you what we've been working on all this offseason.
I love it. I love it. Joe, man, thank you for joining us. Don't forget, the AFLAC kickoff game is only 16 days away. You can actually get merchandise, too, by going to aflackkickoffmerch.com. Make sure you follow AFLAC Kickoff on Instagram, X, Facebook for game day updates and more. We're going to get out of here. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.